Night Jack was a police officer who had been providing behind-the-scenes commentary of life in a police force, and he had around 500,000 followers to his blog, but he used the name Night Jack and kept his identity secret.
And now the High Court has ruled that he's not entitled to do that.
Well, the Times discovered his identity through a process of what they've described as old-fashioned investigative journalism, mainly trawling through information on the web. They actually managed to track down his name. And he then sought an injunction, which was overturned today by the High Court. And what Edie, who's the increasingly well-known expert judge on these cases of privacy and freedom of expression law, said was that he couldn't keep his detail secret, and the fact that he wanted to remain anonymous didn't give him a legally enforceable right to remain anonymous.
What are the implications for him?
The implications are that the Times are now free to report his details, and as a result, he said that he's probably going to face disciplinary proceedings inside the police force. Mainly concerns some of the details he's revealed in his blogs, which includes some confidential material about prosecutions. He's also been very outspoken on political issues, condemning some ministers and criticising some government policies on the police, which may be in breach of regulations about what the police are supposed to say publicly.
He's now taken down Night Jack from the internet. Will other bloggers who have hitherto been anonymous have to follow suit?
There's some disagreement in the legal community about whether this judgment actually changes that much, because until now, ISPs, internet service providers, could already provide details of people who are posting material on their sites. So in theory, many bloggers who think they're anonymous already could have been traced. But this means that if journalists get hold of the details, there's nothing to stop them publishing. And it remains to be seen how much this will affect bloggers. Many of them do wish to remain anonymous and try to conceal their identities, but it's a question of whether anyone's really going to try to expose them. What's unusual about this case is that usually when someone's arguing privacy, it's inherently private information. For example, information of a sexual nature, information about a marriage or a family, photos of people's children. But what Edie said in this case was that the material's inherently public, because this is a police officer talking about life in the police and issues with a public interest element. So this is quite an unusual case, because he was arguing that public information should be kept private. And what Edie said now is that that's not the case. Where it's public information and it's a public officer talking about his work, there is no right of confidentiality.